welcome to another edition of the Crippled Crisp Review. As always, I am Captain Kane, or Marijn.
And I'm Sam, or Brace Boy. And this is episode 36.
Yes. Our 36th hashtag CrispCast.
Yeah. Talking about episode 36, we had a poll. The Lay's pizza flavor clearly won.
Yes.
But they were sold out everywhere I looked. I've been to three separate supermarkets and they didn't have it anymore. It was a limited edition, I believe. So
yes,
maybe
it was.
Maybe it was too limited.
Yeah, but I believe I saw it last time I was in the supermarket.
Yeah, but we didn't
I will keep my eyes open.
Yeah.
If I see a bag of pizza crisps,
yeah,
I will bring it.
And dear listener, if you see a bag of these beautiful crisps as well, please buy them, save the receipts, and email us at pizzaflavor@iridcrystals.com, because yes, our email address works again. So you can send us an email, tell us that you bought these crisps, send us a picture of the receipt and a crisp in your hand with a paper of the date you bought them. Very important, so we know it isn't fake.
Yes.
And we will then, if you live in the Netherlands, we will then figure something out that we can get the crisps, pay you back, and we can review them. And you will, of course, get a special mention.
As we mentioned episodes before,
yeah,
we only go for factory sealed.
Yeah, we only go for factory sealed.
Don't taste them yourself.
Yeah, buy two bags if you want to taste them yourself as well. Yeah,
yeah. Us a factory sealed bag.
Yeah,
then. But
yeah.
We can discuss that if you have found them and want to send it to
us. So no pizza flavor today. We have the Cheetos Ringling.
Which are onion rings, right?
Yeah, this is onion and fine herbs. It sounds good to me. I am very excited.
I'm curious.
I'm opening the bag as we speak. Ooh, this is funny. The rings on the packaging are quite bigger than the rings inside, and the smell is quite oniony.
Yes. I'll take a couple. It is quite oniony, but it also has a little bit of cheese, maybe, or the cheese crisp smell.
Yeah.
A little bit, but no, mostly oniony.
These aren't bad.
No, but I mostly taste salt.
Yeah.
A little bit of onion.
Yeah.
And that's it. I can't really pick up on the fine herbs in it.
I get a little bit of chives, what we in Dutch call bieslook. Maybe a little bit of parsley, but let's do a quick roundup of these crisps.
Okay, yeah. Smell. Oniony.
Yeah. Flavor. Yeah, okay, salty and oniony.
Yeah.
But the crunch is really good.
The crunch is really good, but they get a little soggy in your mouth.
Yeah.
Once you chew them, it becomes potato mash.
Which often happens with Cheetos products, to be honest.
Yes.
To be fair.
Maybe we should give them
A rating. I want to say 3 out of 5.
I want to say 2.5.
Okay.
They aren't bad, but I don't really like them.
Okay.
But that's okay. So, this is, you can perfectly buy this. It's better than, were those awful,
Hiroshima beef sauce flavor.
Yes, I guess that's our low point.
We had a lower point than that. We had, once upon a time, but this was a written review, and we did this live on stage.
Yeah.
We had the chorizo flavor from the Lidl.
Home bread. That one. That was also bad. Real bad. But still, 2.5.
Yeah.
Cheetos Ringlings. Pizza flavor. Well, we're still out on that.
Yeah. This is good stuff.
Yeah, you keep eating.
Yeah. Okay. Marijn.
Yes.
I believe you prepared a little trivia for us.
That's right.
But it's not an onion ring.
No.
Trivia, it's a pizza trivia. Because we were little bit in the imagination that we should do a pizza episode.
Yeah. So it is a pizza trivia. And I believe I heard recently, I read somewhere that pizza is the most unhealthy food that you can eat.
The most unhealthy food?
Yes. I think that's strange. Because if you eat asbestos, I can imagine that's worse.
Yeah, but asbestos isn't sold as being a food product, though. No, it never has. I mean,
okay.
it isn't sold anymore. That's for sure. At least not legally, inside of the European Union. And but it's not sold as a food product. It's not like, yeah, because then I could say nails and screws are a more horrible type of diet, but that's not food either.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then pizza. Pizza is the
How is pizza? Because pizza has vegetables. It depends on what topic.
Depends.
But almost all pizzas have at least some tomato sauce.
Well, there are three reasons, and I found them on a website called Healthy Eating. We can post the link below. Yeah,
we will.
On that site, they post three reasons why pizza is unhealthy. First, the pizza crust is mostly made with refined flour, and it doesn't have the grains and the brands, the fibers in it anymore, which makes it less nutritious.
Yeah.
Furthermore, a pizza needs cheese.
Yeah.
Every pizza has cheese.
This is a law, I believe.
Yeah, and you mentioned the pizza bianco earlier to me, but that still has mascarpone
on it.
Which is also a sort of cheese. So a pizza has cheese, needs cheese.
Yeah.
Cheese is high in saturated fat, which increases the risk for high cholesterol and heart disease.
Again, correct.
So this makes a pizza even more unhealthy.
Yeah.
And consuming too much sodium increases your risk for high blood pressure. And
there's a lot of salt in pizza.
Well, if you eat a pizza pepperoni, the pepperoni is salty. The cheese might be a little salty. You use salt to prepare it. And especially when you buy a store-bought pizza.
From the freezer?
Freezer. Yeah. Or maybe even a fresh pizza, but still from the supermarket. I can imagine that the amount of salt is quite high.
Yeah. Okay.
So those are the reasons why it's unhealthy to eat a pizza.
Yeah.
Of course, you can make it healthier.
Please tell us how.
Well, first, I have experimented with that. Make your own pizza, because then you can use different flour.
Yeah. You can use whole grain flour.
Especially. Exactly.
I'm making my own pizzas now as well, and then I mostly use a better type of flour.
And you see how much salt is going in there. Sometimes they use a little bit of sugar to make the dough rise.
Yeah.
You know exactly how much sugar is going in there.
Yeah.
But then we get to a very experimental way of making pizza.
Yeah.
And that is pizza with a crust made of cauliflower. I draw a line there. That is not pizza anymore.
I don't know what authority you have to say that that's not pizza anymore, but I like it. I'm sticking with it.
I once tried, and this was not pizza with a cauliflower crust, but this was pizza with a beetroot
I'm crust. Not a big fan of beetroots, but that's me.
No, me neither. And especially not as a pizza crust base. I didn't like it at all.
No.
But you can experiment with that if that is your thing.
Yeah.
Do it.
Yeah.
But I don't really like it. I don't think it tastes. It doesn't have the same texture. You expect something from a pizza that it's both soft and a little bit crunchy.
Yeah.
And well, my experience with beetroot pizza was that it doesn't really get crunchy. It stays a little soggy.
Okay, interesting. But we didn't try cauliflower yet.
No.
So
maybe that's great.
Because then what do you do? I imagine that you chop the cauliflower in a kitchen machine or a blender or something, and then you mix it in with all the other ingredients to make some kind of dough.
You need something to make it coherent.
Yeah, but I think that you probably do the cauliflower in combination with normal flour. Maybe with some.
That's possible.
Else, I don't see how you can make a dough, because it has to be something. You have to, because cauliflower with if you take
falls apart.
Yeah. So for a normal, I can't imagine that if you put 300 grams of finely minced cauliflower and you mix it with, I say, 150 milliliters of water, that becomes a dough. I can't imagine that's gonna do anything.
No, I don't think
that's cauliflower soup. Like that's a thick cauliflower soup. That's not,
could be very nice as well.
It could be very. I like a good cauliflower soup.
It's not a pizza.
It's not a pizza dough.
No. So I don't know about that, but maybe you have experience with cauliflower base for a pizza.
Yeah.
Let us know what your experiences were.
Yes.
And as of now, you can mail them to cauliflower base at irishcrystal.com.
Yeah.
Pizza at irishcrystal.com, or you can just send Sam or me a message. Hey, I've had cauliflower.
Yeah.
Base.
You can write a comment below. Or
let us know.
Tweet at us. Write us a comment on Facebook. That's also a possibility. Yeah. But
I believe I already said that even though we are a podcast about disability and handicaps and ailments, we don't have. We don't have the time to not enjoy life. We must enjoy life. So,
yeah.
Hey, sometimes that
we
is something which is
pizza.
A little bit more unhealthy.
Yeah.
On that note, that we must enjoy life as it is, I have found a new reason to live. The past 13 years, I was waiting.
Yeah.
For a certain kind of thing, and that certain kind of thing was a new Tool album.
Oh, I wanted to guess, but now you already spoke.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And finally, end of August, Tool is going to release their new album, and I am super excited.
But there is already have they mentioned like a real date, or is it the end of August? Because that's
no. They have mentioned a date. I don't know exactly, but I can look it up. The album is called Fear Inoculum.
Okay.
And I've seen them live a couple of, I believe a month ago.
Yeah, maybe 2 months ago even.
Maybe even 2 months ago, and they played two new songs of that album. And tomorrow, dus ik ga deze zin nog niet afmaken. So the release date for Fear Inoculum is the, here it says the 30th of July, which is not true.
No.
I think this is very strange that
dear listeners, we will do a little bit more of research and we will put the link
album Tool. But the point I was trying to make,
it's gonna be here soon.
Yes, but I had to wait 13 years for it.
13 long years where he had to listen to lesser bands.
Yes.
Like Meshuga.
Yeah. Animals as Leaders.
Yeah, and stuff. It didn't hit the spot, you know? It didn't.
No, it just wasn't that.
It's a little bit like a heroin junkie having to use other types of opioids like Oxycontin or whatever.
It's just not the same.
It doesn't feel the same, you know?
Speaking not from experience.
You can smoke the pure opium, but it's just not good. It's just not as good as pure fucking heroin.
August 30th.
Okay, August 30th.
So pretty much the end of August.
No.
Now it's a little bit special to me, I must say, because 13 years ago I heard that I have multiple sclerosis. From that point and shortly after I got the diagnosis, they released their latest album, 10,000 Days.
Yeah.
And I had to wait all those 13 years in which I had to cope with my chronic ailment.
Yeah.
I had to look for other ways to express my feelings. I started to do comedy and befriended this guy sitting right in front of me now doing podcasts with all because I didn't get my daily tool fix.
So this is a great time to announce that I have a solo podcast coming up. Marijn is getting out of the game because he's gonna listen to the Tool album on repeat for like 2 years. He's gonna listen to it 15 times a day because it takes like 4 hours to listen to the whole album because it's a Tool album, so songs are like 2.5 hours long.
Yeah,
or something.
And you need to listen to the songs more than once.
Yeah, and then you have to listen to them all in reverse.
Yes.
Yeah.
And in a different order.
Yeah, and then in a different order.
And of course, you need to go on the internet and read all the theories about it.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm going then off the grid for a year.
Then you have to study a Native American methodology to understand all the theories about the explicit, and then you have to look into all those different conspiracy theories that are derived because a lot of people believe that Tool actually can see into the future, or at least the band can see, and that they try to warn us in their songs, because if they would warn us in any other way, the CIA would kill them instantly.
Yeah, but
or the lizard people, or the lizard people CIA.
But possibly they don't do that so openly in English, but they do it in another language, so I need to learn another language as well.
Yeah. Did they make a language out of... They have like this alternative version of Morse code, which they use by drumming in a certain pattern, and then from the drumming patterns you can decipher sentences and thus secret information, or so I've been told.
They used one of the tracks from their Lateralis release was called Vibe de Oat, which means the voice of God in Enochian.
Yeah, I mean...
Do you know what Enochian is? I didn't. I know now.
Of course I know what Enochian is.
Okay, well, let's just leave it there.
Of course, I'm
Stay tuned for our next podcast in Enochian.
No. Dear listeners, I believe this is...
Yeah, this is this was it.
Today we talked about the ringling, cheerio, ringling crisps.
Yeah, ringlings, which were nice.
Yeah, we reminded you that our email address is still working and that you can email us at podcast@iracecrisps.com, pizzaflavor@iracecrisps.com.
Sam...
Or Marijn@iracecrisps.com if you want to get utmost and personal.
Something with @iracecrisps.com.
Yeah, find it. CaptainKane@iracecrisps.com will work. We are very happy for you, and we wish you... we talked about Tool. We talked
We talked about pizza and why it is unhealthy.
Yeah, it's the most unhealthy food, except for nails and screws.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And asbestos, but you can't really qualify that as food.
Yeah.
We talked about cauliflower crusts or other kinds of crusts for pizzas. We talked about Tool and that they are going to release a new album, and then I am very excited.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for it.
Yeah.
And that is it. Or do you have something that to blurb out?
I want to wish all our listeners a very happy holiday season, vacation season. I hope you're listening to this. Maybe you're now sitting in your little tent, you're camping somewhere, and you want to listen to us while it's raining outside. Don't worry, we will have a podcast with a special vacation team next week on here. You can listen to us from separate locations. We're going to try to record a podcast. I'm very interested, because Marijn will be on Texel and I will be deep in the heart of the German...
And wherever you may be,
which
can be anywhere.
Which can
be
anywhere.
Could be somewhere in France, could be on the Himalaya.
Send your holiday stories and what type of crisps you tried on your holiday vacation at iracecrisps.com. That will be nice.
Tell all the people you meet on your holiday to listen to this podcast, to share it, to like it, to put a comment, to follow it on Spotify, iTunes,
Google Podcasts, but most importantly, Radio Public, because Radio Public is giving us money for people that listen to us. So that's our sponsor, Radio Public. We want to thank them. We want to thank the good people at iTunes as well, the good people at Spotify. We want to thank the good people that invented the internet for us being able to share our podcast. And until next time,
that is how the crisp crunches.